It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Divas That Care. My name is Candace Gish. If this is your very first time tuning into us, a huge welcome to each and every one of you. This is our 14th year. We're listened to in over 30 countries around the world, and honestly, it's because of all of our amazing guests, our hosts on the network, everybody that's been our tribe over the years, and we're so grateful that you are with us today. And for all of our returning amazing listeners, thank you so much. We love having you. We love your comments, so please keep them up. All right, guys, I am going to be introducing you to an amazing lady here, a fellow Canadian, and her name is Anne Dunnett. And I am so excited to be talking with her today. She's going to be talking with us about some really cool things here. Actually, a Japanese haiku, and I'm so excited to be learning more about this. You know, I had the opportunity to learn a little bit about it, but like you, you're probably confused, and so was I. So I'm excited about this, and so welcome to my show on the Divas That Care.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, first of all, and I'm just really excited to be here this morning and, yes, to share with you a little bit about haiku and seasonal living and help people to learn how to be in the moment, and that's really what haiku is all about.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited. So Anne, would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners today?
Absolutely. So yes, my name is Anne Dunnett. I am based on Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada. And I have been writing haiku poetry for almost 20 years now. And I was first introduced to haiku as a child. A lot of people that I meet have learned a little bit about haiku, and they possibly had their school assignment as an introduction to haiku, and I'll dive a little bit deeper into that, but that was my first introduction to haiku, and my grandmother wrote haiku poetry, and I was able to call on her for some inspiration and some help with my school assignment, and then I never touched haiku again for years, and I became a graphic designer. I went to art school, and a couple of years after art school, I was finding that I wasn't super inspired by it, and I wanted to do something that was a little bit more meaningful and soulful and purposeful, and I started doing craft fairs and diving into more of mindfulness and meditation and yoga and things like that, and then eventually started writing more and learning more about haiku poetry.
I love that. And why is this not an art style, I would call it, that a lot of people know about?
That is a very good question. I have noticed, I think part of it is because it's confusing, and I think, so back in elementary school, the way they were teaching it in elementary school was a 575 syllable count, that it was this format that was very rigid and not very fluid. But I also think that haiku is a little, it's poetry, it's a little bit dry. People might think it's really boring. And there's also haiku communities. It seems like there's this very large haiku community in different countries, but they all seem to just stick to themselves. And what I'm trying to do is to get haiku out into more of the general public. And this is why, you know, I'm doing more of these podcasts and then wanting to inspire people about haiku and not have the focus specifically really about the actual poetry, but around the philosophies of what it represents more as a slow living, seasonal living lifestyle. And as to why it's not really out there that much, I don't really have an answer for that, but my purpose is to try to change that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, anything about change and making the world a better place, you know I'm all about that. So tell me, Anne, what do you mean by seasonal living? Because that might confuse a few of our listeners today.
Absolutely, and I understand why it would. So one of the things that I was finding challenging with trying to get my message out clearly for people to tap into these things about haiku is because haiku is actually connected to the seasons. So in Japan, they started celebrating the four seasons way back in like the 8th century. And the seasons were celebrated through poetry back then. Not so much haiku. It started with different forms of poetry. The history goes so deep that I probably would need to take a whole entire university course to completely understand some of these things. But they started with poetry and the seasons, and then they moved it into putting it onto their art and to putting it into pottery and the tea ceremonies. And then the seasons just became a big part of their culture that even went into politics and ceremonies and different things. So it was a big part of their lifestyle. And I think these things have just gotten lost over time, of these special moments. And so with haiku, they use words, seasonal words in part of the haiku. And I'm going back to more traditional Japanese history of haiku. There's a lot of haiku poets that don't even include the seasons into their poetry, but I've chosen to because I think it's really important for us to connect to nature. And the seasons are that big part of connecting to nature and being in rhythm with the cycles of the seasons. So they would use what they call in Japan, kigo words, which are seasonal words that would put the poem into a season. And then also haiku is written in the present tense, and that's what gives it in the moment. It's a moment, so it's representing a moment that the haiku poet is experiencing. So haiku doesn't tell you to do anything, and I think we're conditioned to listen to quotes or to have some inspiration on things to do. But haiku is about being. It's about being in the moment, and it taps into the senses. It's about seeing. It's about hearing the sound of water or watching a leaf fall from the sky. You know, it's so simple and so subtle. And I think that as a society, we're just not used to noticing these things. And that's what I think is the gift about haiku, is because it's about noticing and connecting to nature. And when we can slow down and be in these rhythms, then we're not, you know, it helps us to just ground and not be so stressed out and get away from the chaos that's currently going on, because we know that there's lots of crappy, weird things going on in the world these days. Explain.
It does, you know, and just listening to you, just, I can feel that, you know, and it's weird to say that, but I can feel that almost in my soul, like just the simplicity, the getting back to nature, which I crave all the time, just getting outside and just, you know, now that our weather in Alberta has been very chaotic this year, ups and downs and snow and no snow, and just wanting to go outside and ground myself and taking off my shoes and standing in the ground. You know, I just love the simplicity of life. And this seems to kind of work towards that. Like you're embracing almost like the meditation, you know, when you're trying to center yourself, you're trying to relax, you're trying to take it all in and just enjoying it. And I think this type of poetry, I think that it really almost, it's kind of calling to me. I'll be honest with you. I'm just listening to you and I'm like, I really need to start reading this. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about that, because you did actually write a book and you're doing journals and you're doing stuff like that. And I want to talk about that because that's something that's different. You know, we don't see a lot of that. And the way that you're explaining it, I think a lot of our listeners are going to grasp onto that.
Awesome. I love that. The book that I wrote is actually, well, I wrote it 4 years ago and I really need to do a new one. So, but what I would love to share with you more is about the Seasonal Living membership circle that I have created. I just launched it in this early December, and it's all around a lot of these things that I've just been sharing with you. with an added layer of the moon cycles, because the moon, the phases of the moon that happen within a month are also connected to the seasons. So I wanted to create something that was kind of a holistic, you know, approach of connecting to nature, connecting to the, you know, the cosmos, the stars, because, you know, if we can connect to all of those things, then we are living a little bit more holistically and more grounded. And the new moon is connected to the winter season, and that's when it's a time of going inward and going into stillness. And because we have this crazy solar eclipse today, it's also a new moon. So this week, I'm encouraging my members in the circle to tap into the stillness of the winter season and just go in, have a quiet week, try to have a quiet week with all this craziness that's going on, and giving them suggestions on, you know, what you just said, like, you know, take your shoes and socks off and go and stand in some grass. I've been doing that. It's very cold. But just getting into, it's a way to start making small changes with these subtle awarenesses. And this membership doesn't, people always like, oh, I don't have time, I'm too busy. But it's a maximum, like, you put in what you want, but, you know, it's about less than an hour out of your week to have these little bite-sized pieces of inspiration throughout the week. And they get one haiku a week, which is, I always encourage them to use that haiku as a little bit of a focus, as that moment to pause and to breathe and to just slow down and sink into that haiku and just focus on it. And then also, so I talk about the moon cycle of the week. They get a haiku of the week. I give them a little journal or a download. It's always a little bit different. On Wednesday, it's either, like last week, I gave them recipes on cherry blossoms, because this month the theme is cherry blossom season. And I'm talking about what the cherry blossoms represent in Japan as a symbol of the temporariness of life, because the cherry blossoms are, it's a quick season, like they bloom and then they're gone really fast. And it just is another reminder to just be in that moment and to savor the spring and look at the awakening that happens when spring is blooming. So I'm just giving them little bits of inspiration throughout the week, and it's all based around the seasons, around haiku, and around the cycles. And I've also introduced a little bit of micro seasons, which is a whole other podcast probably.
Well, and I would love that. I think that would be absolutely fantastic to chat about stuff like that.
I have a couple of haiku if you would like me to.
I would. And I just want to mention too, you know, you were talking about the cherry blossoms, and that's funny because a lot of our graphics with the Divas That Care has been the cherry blossoms for the last, I don't know, 10 years. And I just love that you use that within your metaphors and stuff. And I'd like that. Yeah, I would love to hear this, because I think, you know, the more that I'm listening to you, the more that I'm having a better understanding and the more relaxed I actually feel about things. And you were mentioning too about how stressful things are, and it really is. And we're trying to always find things that help balance us a little bit more, help de-stress us and take in the moments and try to get rid of that negativity that we're being surrounded with and bombarded with around life. And I just want to thank you so much for bringing that up and just helping us, because I think you're right. There's just so much for us right now, and we don't know where to look anymore.
Exactly. And when I'm having conversations with people about what I'm doing, you know, we've been hearing about, you know, mindfulness and, you know, being in the moment and how we need to be in the moment, but how to be in the moment, like, how do people actually be in the moment? And I think that's really the challenging part for people, is to, how do you be in the moment? How do you be present? And I believe that haiku is a way to help people to do that.
Yes.
To help.
It helps.
Not going to solve the world's problems here, but it's just a little way to offer some grounding and just connecting with yourself and connecting with your feelings, because that's another thing. Because haiku connects to the senses, your five senses, like, again, about, touch, how, having to feel. And it's not really, like, it is connected to your, emotions, feelings, but it gets you into your body and connects you. Then that's the part that helps you to get a little bit more grounded.
Well, and if you're feeling more grounded, you're going to help the people around you. And I think that's really important. You know, at the Divas That Care, we're always about how can we better ourselves, because what that does is that ripple effect. If we're more calm, we're more centered, we're more relaxed, then the people around us can see that, they can feel that, and then it might help them with relieving some of their stresses, because there's just so much going on, guys. How do we help our families? We seem to be the ones that kind of keep everybody together, and that's kind of what we do.
Yes, which is amazing. It's amazing what you're doing, and we do need that. Just having that community and that support and knowing that we're not alone in this. Like almost everybody I'm talking to these days is struggling with things a little bit. Like last week I was all over the place. It was like a roller coaster. I was, one day I was like on top of the world and like, this is awesome. And then I had a big meltdown last Wednesday, just this big emotional release. That actually is going to take me back a little bit more about what haiku is. It's about everyday. It's just about simple everyday life of just the simplicity of it. It's just simple, ordinary moments. It's like taking a photograph of a moment and putting it into words. And the words just make it different than looking at a photograph, because with the words, it takes you inward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. I love it. And you were mentioning, too, about the cycles. And I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but because of all the changes, and today we're going to have the eclipse, does that make a change, too, within ourselves and maybe even our seasons and the moons? Like, how does that affect us and maybe how people have been feeling the last couple of weeks?
Oh, I think it's really been affecting us, because we had 2 weeks ago, there was a lunar eclipse. And I don't know that much about the eclipses, but from what I've been, reading about, because I did include it in my email that I sent out this morning to the group, and just saying that the eclipses are symbolic for an ending. It's talking about endings and beginnings, and we're supposed to be in this big, huge ending cycle in our evolution. Like I'm hearing, this is a new beginning. And I think that's why a lot of people are feeling a little loopy these days.
So would you mind sharing with us a couple of your haikus?
Absolutely. I would love to. Think of them almost as little mini meditations. So with haiku, I learned this when I was going to the Vancouver Haiku Group, which is where I learned a lot about haiku. And they would read the haiku twice. And the reason for doing this is that it allows you to actually sink into the words a little bit deeper and to feel into them. And I also invite you to close your eyes. So I've got three that I'm going to read. Star Duster, a weeping willow sweeps the universe. Star Duster, a weeping willow sweeps the universe. First blossom, the pink of her blush goes one shade darker. First blossom, the pink of her blush goes one shade darker. After the downpour, a scent of white lilies lingers in the air. After the downpour, a scent of white lilies lingers in the air.
That was beautiful. I love that. I honestly think that we need to do more of this with younger individuals in school, like you were mentioning, and having them explain this. Like, can you imagine if all the young youth out there would be able to listen to that and just maybe have an understanding what it's all about, like a deep feeling. Oh my goodness, it would help them so much through, you know, college and growing up and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is the thing with haiku, the way it was taught in elementary schools is they just say, it's, you know, connected to nature, but they don't, well, and I don't know because I'm not in the school system. I don't have kids. I'm out of the loop with a lot of the systems these days. But from what I learned about haiku is that they kept focusing on the syllable count. And it's really quite challenging to explain really what that's all about. But when I started going to the Vancouver Haiku group, they just said to me, you know, it's not about counting syllables. It's a less is more, like you're trying to put less words in with a bigger impact. And the first one that I read, to me that feels so in time with what's going on right now with these eclipses, because so I was talking about the cosmos and things like that. I wrote this haiku last year. We made a move and we moved into a new house that has a willow tree in the backyard. And this willow tree is just absolutely beautiful. And it just inspired me. And then, these words just came to me. But, you know, the weeping willow and the way that the branches sway, it's just so beautiful. And we're, you know, I think this eclipse is helping to clean up a lot of the darkness, like the negativity, the bad stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at it. And I'm hoping that that's, you know, contributing to what's going on. I've heard
that. Well, I like that you say new beginning.
Light.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we're all craving beginning.
Oh, absolutely. And the new moon is about new beginnings. It's the new cycle. It's the of the moon cycle. And then so with the new moon, it's connected to the winter. And then when we go into the waxing moon, it's connected to the spring season. And the spring season is about the rebirth. And we're, you know, and again, with that reflection to nature, you can see nature comes alive and the blossoms. I was talking about the cherry blossoms and just everything in nature starts to wake up. So it's also connected to the morning. So spring is in the morning. You can break the seasons down into a 24-hour period. So the winter season is when you're sleeping. It's that rest. And then you wake up and you're in the spring season in the morning. And then you go into the afternoon and that's the summer. And the summer season is the fun season. You know, that's joy. It's summer. It's when you have a lot of energy and you're more productive. And then you go into the evening, which is the fall. And the fall season is connected to the waning moon, and the summer is connected to the full moon, and the full moon is that time of abundance and making babies and when, if you really wanted to get into specifics, this is also all connected to the year menstrual cycles. The full moon is connected to ovulation, and the new moon is connected to the menstruation. And so when you start looking at all of these cycles and how the moon cycles and the connection to the earth and then nature, that's the part where the seasonal living comes into, and what the added part about the haiku and the seasonal words and the being in the moment. In my opinion, I love this offer because it's unique, especially with the haiku added to it, which is helping people to have those moments.
Oh, I love that. I just want to ask you a little bit about, you've got a YouTube channel here, and I think it's absolutely awesome. I want you to share with us why you decided to do a YouTube channel and what's the purpose of it.
I started sending a newsletter out 5 years ago, a weekly newsletter. It was recommended by a marketing woman that was helping me with some of these things. And I was like, are you serious? Once a week? I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't have anything to say about this. Like, I just want to write my poetry. but then I warmed up to the idea and I started sending this newsletter out in January of 2019. And then I think it was 3 years ago, I started doing the videos. I took a course, actually. I took a social media, how to do videos course. Because I'm a designer, you know, I can make these, the graphics and things like that. And then it inspired me to take my newsletter emails to the next level and put them into a YouTube channel. So that was how that started going. And I've been doing that once a week. So I'm reading the newsletter and the haiku that I put out to my list that they get once a week. And just to...
I think that's great.
Hopefully to inspire people and to get haiku yep. out there and to get it out there a little bit more.
I'm excited. Exactly. And what we're going
to
do is that we're going to share that with our listeners. I'm so excited. So for all of our listeners today, I'm going to be posting all of Anne's information on all our social media. I'm going to have links attached to it so that you guys can go and click on it and go check her out, not only on Facebook. She's got a website, but you can also go into Instagram. I think this is great, in our YouTube channel. So Anne, thank you so much for being my guest today. I would love to have you back on the show, actually, to maybe go through some more things with haiku.
I would love that. That would be awesome. Yeah. This has been amazing. Thank you for having me.
It has been so much fun. I'm learning so much. And that's what I love about this, is that when I have the opportunity to interview amazing women like yourself, I get to learn more things that I didn't know or understand about. And I want to thank you so much for that today.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you for what you're doing. It's a gift.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we're going to have you back on soon, so we'll definitely connect here. And I want to do a big shout-out to all of our listeners. Make sure that you take this recording of the show, send it to your friends and family. There might be some people that you're going to be able to inspire. We're all looking for a little bit of ways to help us relax, to de-stress, and why not check out haiku? I think this is going to be great. I'm going to be also posting about Anne's book. She's got her amazing website, you guys. You got to check this out. There's a way to get her journals, and it's just so great. So make sure you go and check her out. And again, it's been a pleasure. I hope that you have an amazing day. And to all of our listeners, make sure you do something kind also. I think that's really important today. We need more kindness than ever before. So take care, everyone. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.